The title of my message this morning is Living a Life of Thanksgiving. Living a Life of Thanksgiving. We got so much to be thankful for, haven't we? It's easy to complain though, eh? Lots of things to complain about. Should we start? Should we list what we could complain about? Could complain about the government. Could complain about all sorts of things, couldn't you? But I reckon we should be extremely grateful. Extremely thankful. Extremely thankful. Thankful for God's goodness. Thank you for the people around us. The person sitting next to you, are you thankful for them? Are you grateful? Thankful. There's so many people to be thankful for. Are you thankful to God? On a scale of 1 to 10, because I like scale of 1 to 10, how thankful and grateful was your worship this morning? How thankful and grateful were you? Or was it just another motion to go through? Or were you going, man, I am so thankful. Lifting your hands, singing with all your heart, even if you can't sing. Who cares? That's why we have it loud. We have it loud so that you can sing. And nobody knows and nobody cares. If it was quieter, you'd all stop singing because you'd be afraid someone might hear you sing. How loud did you sing this morning? Is that an indication of how thankful and grateful you are? Ooh. How enthusiastic were you? Because that's a sign of gratefulness and thankfulness. I'm just so thankful. Thank you for our church. Thank you for people, amazing people that serve in church. I'm overwhelmed. I'm thankful for Jared. And Rachel. Man, I'm just, and Ben down here. Ben down here. Thankful for Ben. I don't know about you, I'm just so thankful and grateful. We were up in Arewa this week. Oh, nice place. But one of the churches up there, they're in the middle of a building program. And I walked through their building going, oh God, thank you for our building that it's finished. It's only a little thing, but it's a big thing. Aren't you thankful that we walked in this morning and it was at least warm, dry? You could get a coffee. How thankful are you? 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18 says, always, always. It's always a problem when it's always, isn't it? Because that means always. Not sometimes. Sometimes be joyful. No, it's always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. In all circumstances, this is God's will. It should be a habit that we're thankful and grateful. So it's so easy to be ungrateful. And it's always hard to, it's horrible when people are ungrateful to you. You do something for them and they don't say anything. They don't say thank you. Don't look at your spouse. In a world where it's easy to believe that everyone owes you something, you do stuff, it's easy to get to a stage where we think, man, this is what we deserve. We should have it this way. It should be. We have our rights that it should be. It's sort of a different stance to live there going, I'm grateful. I am just so thankful. Being me-focused blinds us to what others have done and do for us. Gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, an antiseptic. A guy named John Henry Jolet said that. Gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, and an antiseptic. You and I need to be more grateful. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. So I've put down some benefits of being a person that's full of thanksgiving. And here's the first one. Thankfulness gives you a better perspective of life. Thankfulness will take you in a better direction. You know, when you face difficult situations, you have two choices. The default choice is probably to complain. And I think complaining is the opposite of thankfulness. The unnatural alternative is to be grateful. In all circumstances. In all that you're in. See, because what happens when you complain is you lose perspective. And a great example of this is Israel in the wilderness. You know, they had a difficult situation. There was no water. They felt uncomfortable. It was hard. And in Exodus 15, verse 24, then the people complained and turned against Moses. What are we going to do, drink, they demanded. So Moses cried out to the Lord for help, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. Moses threw it into the water, and this made the water good to drink. The effect of that complaining was, though, was that the result of it was that all that generation there missed out on going into the promised land. I don't know about you, I always thought the reason that they didn't go into the promised land was because of unbelief and the 10 spies. But the actual reason that they didn't get that generation didn't get into the promised land was because of their ungratefulness. Their ungratefulness ended up making their life spiral downward. Read Numbers 14, verse 26. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long must I put up with this wicked community and its complaints against me?" Ha! God doesn't like it when we complain, because we're complaining against him. "Yes, I've heard the complaints of the Israelites are making against me. Now tell them this: as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. You will all drop dead in this wilderness." Just take a moment. This is God and his response to complaining. You can all drop dead. "Because you complained against me, every one of you who is 20 years old or older and was included in the registration will die." Short-term results versus long-term outcome. Perspective. A young lady once wrote home from college, "Dear Mum, sorry I haven't written sooner. My arm really has been broken. I broke it and my left leg when I jumped from the second floor of my dormitory. Don't worry, I was one of the lucky ones. A young service station attendant saw the blaze and called the fire department. They were there in minutes. I was in hospital for a few days. Paul, the service station attendant, came to see me every day. And because it was taking so long to get our dormitory livable again, I moved in with him. He has been so nice. You and Dad will really like him. Oh, by the way, did I tell you that I'm pregnant with his child? Paul and I plan to get married just as soon as he can get divorced. I hope this is fine. I hope everything is fine at home. I'm doing fine and will write more when I get a chance. Love, your daughter Susie. P.S. None of the above is true, but I got a C in sociology and I flunked chemistry, and I just wanted you to receive this news with the proper perspective." Be thankful in all circumstances. You just got to get the right perspective, don't you? See, I think we miss the perspective that we can have. We have so much to be thankful for. Yes, we do. Thankfulness gives you a better perspective of what God's done for you and for me. Complaining affects your perspective. It gives you a victim mentality. Thanksgiving gives you a victory mentality. And I don't know about you, I want a victory mentality. The outcome of thankfulness is it helps bring peace into our lives. Did you know there's a connection between thankfulness and peace? Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace. There's a connection. We often say, remember the don't worry bit, and we remember the pray bit, but actually the link to peace is the thankfulness bit. How thankful are you? How grateful are you? If you do this, you will experience God's peace, that's nice, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So don't worry, pray about everything, tell God what you need, but thank him for all he's done. And I don't know what your prayer life's like, what your percentage is. Do you spend a good percentage thanking God? It says we enter his courts with praise. You enter his presence with praise. And you know, some of the things that I think we can very quickly get into focusing on what we need. Whereas if we focus on what we've got and what we have and how blessed we are, gratitude actually has psychological health benefits. That's good, eh? Let me just read you a couple of things about the results. Gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions, ranging from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. Robert Emmons, with his PhD, a leading gratitude researcher, has concluded multiple studies on the link between gratitude and well-being. So gratitude has an effect on your well-being. Therefore, complaining has an effect on your well-being as well. Probably a negative effect. His research confirms that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. From their studies. Scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. Positive psychology co-founder Martin, somebody from a university, which is good, discovered that when people took a few minutes each evening to write down three good things that happened to them during their day, their happiness increased and their depressive symptoms decreased. Isn't that phenomenal? It's a perspective. We've all got things to be thankful for. They reckon you've got a healthier heart, you'll have better sleep, you'll have more friends. And that's true. People who thank others often thought to have warmer personalities, according to a 2014 study published in the Journal of Emotion, the Emotion Journal. I don't know what that journal is. But it has an effect. People like being around people that are thankful because I think thankfulness makes you positive. Complaining makes you negative.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like being thankful and grateful feeds your faith while complaining and moaning saps your faith. Another thing to help you with perspective. In her book, The Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom, relates, and so she was in the concentration camps through all the Nazi, whatever it's called. Yeah, regime. There we go, that's a good word. In her book, The Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom relates an incident which taught her about being thankful. She and her sister Betsy had just been transferred to the worst German prison camp they had seen yet, Ravensbrück. Upon entering the barracks, they found them extremely overcrowded and flea-infested. One morning, their Bible reading was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. Betsy told Corrie to stop and thank the Lord for every detail of their new living quarters. Corrie at first flatly refused to give thanks for the fleas. But Betsy persisted. She finally succumbed. During the months spent at that camp, they were surprised to find how openly they could hold Bible study and prayer meetings without the guards interfering. It was several months later when they learned that the guards would not enter the barracks because of the fleas.
Wow.
Isn't that an interesting perspective? Something that we think, oh man, that's a hassle. But we need to look at our perspective. When I traveled to India, it's a long time ago, 5 years ago, one of my conversations with the guys there that we were with was around unemployment. And they began to tell me that they had 90% unemployment in their state. And when I explained to them that, oh, in New Zealand, if you're not employed, the government pays you, they could not understand it. They were so, oh my goodness, that's incredible. Parents would, in their country, would mortgage their houses on mortgages that would cost them another 10 years to pay off just so they could bribe someone so their kids would get a job. Have you complained about your job lately? Man, we've got to be blessed and thankful that we've got a job, that we can work, that we have health. We need to be people that are constantly thankful for what God's given us and what we have. Here's another benefit of a life of thanksgiving. Thankfulness makes you more lovable. Thankfulness makes you love more. When I'm ungrateful, it's hard for me to love and to be loved. The ability to love and be loved would be more difficult, if not impossible, without gratitude. Just for example, just think. If all I did around home was moan and complain to Eleanor. If I complained about everything she did, I looked at the bad side of it all. I don't think the meals you make are very nice, darling. I wish you could do the washing a bit quicker. Hey, you didn't pick up my clothes that I left on the floor. How many of you could feel the love that would keep coming towards me because I complained? It's 101. It's simple, but the more ungrateful we are, the harder it is for people to love us. That's why God was frustrated with Israel. He goes, can't you see how many good things I've done for you? Yeah, maybe things are tough and it's not going the way you'd really want, but still, you have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be thankful for. Even within this country, we have so much to be thankful for. The thankful that you're all here because your house wasn't flooded this morning. You know, we've got to be people that view and have a focus of gratefulness and thankfulness. But the more thankful we are to the people around us, the more love that flows. The more you complain, the harder it is to be full of love. Thankfulness comes out of a realization of how good we've got it, of how much Jesus has done for us. You know, in Luke 7, this is for me one of the most challenging stories in Luke 7, 36 to 50. I won't read the whole story, but here's a woman who comes and thanks Jesus. And Jesus says, I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven, so she has shown me much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only a little love. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. Are you a person that shows and understands how much God's done for you? Even if all he did was forgive your sins, you're in a better place than you could ever be. Does the way that you thank him reflect that? See, thankfulness is worship. Worship and thankfulness to God are just about hand in hand. Worship and praise and thankfulness are a result of us understanding how much God's done for us. I don't know about you, I'm so grateful for God's love for me. Yeah. Despite all that I do, all the mistakes that I make, I'm thankful for his grace. What an amazing thing God's grace is to you and me. Yeah. Undeserved favor. He just loves you, like Petrina said, because we're a son and daughter of his. How amazing is that? David was so expressive in his thanksgiving, and I think that's why God liked him. Well, he likes us all. But some people are more likable. And I can tell you, it's the people that are grateful and thankful. Psalm 136, I haven't got time to read it this morning, but give thanks to the Lord for his good. Go home and read that. Make it a statement of your life to be a person that's constantly giving thanks to God. It'll affect your perspective. There's a connection between our gratefulness and our praise and worship. In Luke 17, 11 to 19, as Jesus continued towards Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village, there 10 lepers stood at a distance crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, their leprosy disappeared. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God, I'm healed." He fell down on the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. Praise, worship is a result of our thankfulness. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Does only this foreigner return to give God glory or give glory to God?" Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Yeah. Are you one of those people that come back and thank? Do you thank the people in your life? Do you thank them? Are you grateful to them? Are you one of the nice people that thanks people when you get your coffee? I reckon it's a habit. Yeah. We should be the most grateful and thankful to people. Yeah. Are you thankful when that person cuts in front of you when you're driving your car? Are you thankful you got a car? Yeah. You didn't have to walk. There's so much to be thankful. And I think one of the challenges is how we see things. I was really encouraged when Eleanor and I got to go up and see Andy Bartram when he was in ICU and he'd had a heart attack. And they're talking about the experience they'd just gone through. In fact, hi, Andy, if you're watching. And I was so amazed at how much, here he is, hardly able to, in ICC, all these things hooked up to him, but they're going, "Oh, so thankful there happened to be a lady walk past who was a nurse, and so thankful there was a doctor on the field, so thankful that it happened where it did. If it had happened at home and I was isolated, no one would have been there." And I just thought, what a perspective. What a perspective. Is your perspective always grateful and thankful, or is it always complaining? When you're in the middle of negative circumstances, be thankful. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong in Christ Jesus. No matter what happens, always be thankful. Always be thankful. This is how you follow God's will. You know, lots of people go, "Oh, what's God's will for my life?" Well, here you go. This is all you need to know. Be thankful. You'll be amazed what doors that opens for you. You'll be amazed what that does for you. How much it'll be good for your health. Why don't we pray? Maybe musicians can come up. I want you to touch God with your gratefulness and thankfulness. Father, this morning we just thankful, Lord, that you love us. Thank you that you saved us. Why don't you just take a moment and thank God for some things in your life. Thank God for some things in your life.